Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue today to talk about the glorious victory of Jesus. We're celebrating his kingship this week as we're moving, we're transitioning, we're at the end of the church year, the church calendar. We're about to enter into Advent, the beginning of the church year. But the last Sunday of the year, we celebrate the victory of our Lord, and it is really worth celebrating all week long. It's worth celebrating every day because the church does celebrate. That's really what the Eucharist is about. Mass, which is the central formative culture-building reality in the church, is the Eucharist, is the people of God, the family of families gathering around the Eucharist, the table of the Lord, listening to his word, being fed by him, celebrating, uniting ourselves to his offering, his perfect offering to God. I just marvel at the genius of the Lord, how he does such great things with small things, and the genius of the Lord to have in the world a place where the people of God who were made to be priests, you know, we were made to be united to God, we're worship creatures at our core. Everybody in the world is worshiping something, friends. It's happening, whether they know it or not. They're either worshiping idols, maybe themselves and money or whatever it is. Everybody's worshiping, they're offering their lives towards something. And we were made, the reason they're doing it is that's what we were made to do. But we were made to direct our hearts and minds wholly to God and make an offering of our lives to God, which allows us to enter into his presence. So Jesus makes it possible for us, our King makes it possible for us to become, as the passages we've been looking at this week talked about, he makes us a kingdom of priests to God our Father. We are people who offer our lives gladly to God, our Creator. And how do we know how to do that? Where do we do that? Friends, it's perfectly revealed to us, most fully revealed to us and expressed in the Eucharist. When we come together as sinful, broken people who are on our way home, we're on a journey, we gather together around our King and we say amen to his word. We bend our knee to the reality of what is being represented to us on the altar, that act of love that brought down the kingdom of darkness, that broke the power of the slavery that's over the human race and made possible a purification of a people who could draw now, who are far from God because of our sin, but now are made holy, are sanctified, are set apart. We are now able to become priests and offer our lives to God and unite ourselves with the one priest, Jesus Christ, who's entered into the Holy of Holies, the letter of Hebrews says. And he brings in himself. He's the sacrifice, but he's also the high priest. And he's bringing himself, his wounds, his act of love, his total surrender to God, the love, the humility that broke the pride and the hatred of Satan and his slavery over the human race. He broke its power, and then he cleanses us. And what is he doing? He's drawing us into, and right there in the Eucharist, here we are, we're being drawn into his offering to the Father. And we give thanks, because it's really what the Eucharist is, right? It's a thanksgiving offering of the people of God to the Father for the gift of Christ. And Jesus takes us up with him in the offering of love and obedience to the Father. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing what's going on there. And it's not just, hey, that's kind of an interesting religious way to live, and other people do things other ways, and they make sacrifices, or they offer themselves to different things, and what's cool is everybody kind of can just make their offering any way they want to. Well, all those things, friends, are deceptions. There's only one God, there's only one Lord, there's one Christ, there's one kingdom, there's one saving act that has made it possible for the human race to be saved. There's only one Lord who can give us a share in his eternal life. We can be born again through his power, through repentance and baptism, entering the waters of baptism. We're united to that one sacrifice that we celebrate. And then by his great power, as he said in John's gospel, he, like the Father, has power to give life to whomever he chooses. And the life he's talking about is the eternal life of God, is a sharing in the existence with God beyond death, a new creation, a new humanity, a new reality. Jesus calls it the kingdom, where the rule and reign of God is present, and that that kingdom is inhabited by people who now have hearts filled with trust, filled with humility and love and gratitude, and they're whole and they're complete and they're united, and all the zero-sum game competition that's in the world, all the deception and the fear and the insecurity and the identity confusion and all of that is gone. And it's not about us. It's about Him. It's about God. It's about the Lord. And He unites us into the love that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit share for all eternity. This is what we're made for. And the Eucharist is a place where God's people gather and we bow our heads, we open our hearts, we open our mouths, we sing His praises, and we celebrate His victory. We celebrate His kingship. And what's simultaneously present and what I just love is you see, in like in our parish, we've got a big crucifix behind the priest and Jesus is reigning on a cross. But also in the celebration of the Eucharist, we can see Him in the Spirit on a throne, crowned in glory at the right hand of God the Father. These things are simultaneously presented to us, and Jesus is saying, here, this is where I am. This is who I am. Here's where I'm bringing you. Here's where I'm drawing you. And here's the pathway. Here's how to live. Don't be deceived by anyone else. I told you, I speak the truth to you. I came to bear witness to the truth. This is the truth I continue to declare throughout the whole world. And this offering and sacrifice of Jesus, this way for us, this pathway, the way to live, the way to walk, the way to think and act and respond and to order our lives is revealed there. Friends, people all over the world, the rich, the poor, and everybody in between is trying to find the way, trying to find the truth. And everybody's declaring their way or their truth or whatever. They can't help but do it because they're journeying people. They're pilgrims by God's nature, God's plan for us. And we're God seekers and we're meant to be truth seekers. That's all built in. That's why we're doing it. A lot of people think they're generating it themselves, but they're not, because they're in that position of deception because they don't want to think about God and want to put themselves. We want to put ourselves at the center. This is the fundamental human problem. We got to suppress the truth so I can be the center, so I can be God, so I can be Lord. And here's Jesus. Here's Jesus speaking to us. This is why the devil wants to blow up Lord's Day. He wants to totally secularize Sunday and just make it another distraction day, fun day, whatever we want, to prevent us, to give us all kinds of other things that we can be seduced by, to draw our attention to. You know, more fun, more adventure, more me, more this and that. We don't have the time for that boring reality that happens in a church with this, you know, sinful church with all their screwed up leaders and things like that. I mean, this the storyline that the devil's trying to produce, and it's powerful if people are not standing in the Lord, if they're trapped in the fortress of the strongholds that the enemy tries to build around all of us and the lies, and we begin to give ourselves over to the deception, the lies that he's communicating about what really matters. And here we go. Right there in the church, broken, sinful people, sins forgiven. It's one of the first things we do, right? The beginning of Mass, we examine our conscience and God in his mercy forgives our sin. And we acknowledge that we're sinful. That's no surprise to us, but we receive God's mercy and kindness and the Lord prepares us again to enter into, as a people, the intimate space that he shares with the Father. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. And this is the kingdom of God. Our King is making this happen. And this offering, this perfect offering to God, there's a lot of messages that go up around the world. A lot of people declaring what their great values are and declaring what's important and asserting their will and, you know, putting it up in lights and sound and whatever. There's a very beautiful message. The truth. Jesus continues to bear witness to the truth. We talked on Monday. The title that the passage we took up on Sunday spoke said he's the faithful witness. He continues to witness with perfect love the reality of who God is, who man is, what we're called to be, what the new creation is. Until he comes again, that perfect offering of love which is at the center of all things, which heaven is paying attention to, which God the Father receives in love. All the big stuff, Hollywood, Wall Street, Vegas, you name it, Mars, that everybody's focused on, that we all think is such a big deal, all this stuff. It's not a big deal. It's passing. The big deal is what's being offered in this mystery, this hidden, beautiful, humble reality of the celebration of the Eucharist of the people of God. We don't pound our chests. We don't boast. It's not about us. It's about a people whose sins have been forgiven, who have come by God's grace, the sacraments of the church, the intercession of the saints, the ministry of the angels, the working of the Holy Spirit that brings to us and opens us up to God's word and then to the living sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ that's offered for us. And he takes us in gladly, and he feeds us, he forms us, he cleanses us, and we say amen, and we sing, and we join the angels and saints in heaven who are just so filled to overflowing with joy. Their hearts sing in the absolute freedom that they've received as a gift, as grace, as an act of mercy to God. And the little ways, and what's interesting, friends, you know, Jesus talks about rewards more than anyone else. It's ironic, we don't really preach about this very much, but we should. We should talk about things from the scripture as much as Jesus talks about them. That's a good way to measure stuff. You know, the rewards, the celebration, but you know, he also talks about hell and a whole series of the wrath of God and things like that that people generally don't like to talk about. But remember, he's the incarnation of love itself. He is love. He's never said anything that wasn't loving. And he's come to bear witness to all these truths that are extremely important for us to be able to embrace, understand, live in and from, to communicate to each other, and not to avoid things because it's too negative or it's whatever. But Jesus is communicating to us these truths so that we enter into them. We take them in and we live by them. And as we live by them, we come to look more and more like him. I mean, the saints are cheering us on. The angels are cheering us on. They're accompanying us. They're helping us. And they're saying, yeah, believe it. Don't let the devil distract you. Don't let him get you caught up in a storm of lies about yourself, that you're worthless, that you're no good, that there's no one who loves you, that your life has no meaning, that your life is useless, all that stuff. These are the words of the devil. The last thing he wants you to do is to lift up your eyes to the heavens and to see the gaze of God, the glory of God on the face of Jesus, and the joy that's in him, and the love of that gaze toward you. He reaches out his hand and he draws you right into the center, right in the center of the offering of his life to God. And he said, I'll help you. I will bring you home. I've given you my Holy Spirit. Walk in it, receive it, talk to me, trust me, surrender to me, love me, and I will lead you home and give you a share in everything that belongs to me. That's amazing. Friends, that's the source of hope, which makes us radiant light in a world that's walking in darkness. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.